Welcome back. You with the news at one, and as you heard in the bulletin, the UN's highest court has decided it does have jurisdiction to hear a case of genocide against Myanmar for its treatment of its Muslim Rohingya minority. The International Court of Justice in The Hague has also made a number of provisional rulings, including ordering Myanmar to take all measures in its power to prevent genocide and to preserve any evidence it has of possible genocide. This case was brought by Gambia. And before we hear more, let's hear a clip from the ruling now, read by presiding judge at the International Court of Justice, Abdulkawi Ahmed Yusuf.
It is concluded on reasonable grounds that the Rohingya people remain at serious risk of genocide.
And that was presiding judge at the International Court of Justice in The Hague there. Euronews reporter Shona Murray was there for the hearing. Shona, what happened this morning?
Yeah, very interesting, Anya. A few things obviously emerged. First of all, that the court does have jurisdiction against Myanmar under the Convention of Genocide. We heard it just a few weeks ago from Aung San Suu Kyi, who said, she's the leader, of course, of Myanmar, who said that the court didn't have jurisdiction because what was happening there was an armed conflict and not a genocide. But most importantly, the court ruled on four emergency measures, four provisional measures, namely to ensure that the military or anybody in the state protects Rohingya from genocide or acts of genocide, that members of the group can't be killed, that there can't be serious bodily or mental harm done to the group, and that essentially that they couldn't bring about an environment in which the Rohingya felt they're being destroyed. Most importantly, they also said that the army couldn't impose measures intended to prevent births within the group. And that's a very key finding here, because we heard a lot of the testimonies of Rohingya survivors from a UN fact-finding mission, and really the use of rape as a tool of war against the Rohingya was a very significant part of the testimonies.
Yes, they have suffered enormous oppression, all right. What difference, though, will this ruling at the International Court of Justice make to the Rohingya in the real world?
Well, that's obviously a question that we'll see answered, hopefully. And first of all, one of the provisional measures was that now Myanmar has to report back on its progress to the International Court of Justice, has to do that within 4 months. And then after that, it has to do so within 6 months. So these provisional measures have to be implemented. There has to be evidence to see that the military has stopped its campaign against the Rohingya, and that they're no longer under threat of genocidal acts. So that's the first thing, the reporting mechanism. The second thing is whether or not Myanmar is taking it seriously. And I spoke to the Justice Minister of the Gambia, who took this case, and he said he felt that Myanmar was doing it, even though it defended itself against all of the accusations. They were present here today. Aung San Suu Kyi herself, the leader of Myanmar, was present back in December, although she tried to refute the fact that genocidal acts were taking place within her country. So they're hoping that that can be the case. Now, after a while, if it's found that there is no progress being made, Myanmar can be referred to the Security Council. That looks sort of a bleak thing, because it's very hard to get any sort of agreement on anything in the Security Council these days. But I think in light of the fact that the Gambia has taken this case, representing 56 other member states, and many other lawyers and members of the international community have gotten involved, it does highlight what has happened to the Rohingya community. So that's the point. And also, I suppose they say in the first instance that the best thing that can happen is that members of the Rohingya community can return back to Rakhine State and become fully fledged citizens again, because citizenship was something taken away from them in a ruling in the 80s.
Euronews reporter Shona Murray in The Hague, thank you for filling us in on that ruling from the International Court of Justice.